Om Shanti. My hope is that you've been experimenting with these ideas and that you've been trying out all these aspects of meditation, the awareness of the soul, the relationship with the divine, being up above, beyond the physical dimension in that home. And I'm sure that you would have had some idea of what Raj Yoga meditation is about. And maybe you already experienced the benefit of some of these things. But I'd also like to share with you some of the further benefits that one can experience. And I'm sure you'll also find great benefit for yourself in these. The first thing is that in that awareness of who I am, I'm immediately raised out of any conflict with anyone else. Because now I see them also as that inner being of light, the soul. I play my role to the best of my ability, and I know that that soul is playing its own role also. And so there's a space in which I can appreciate them, but I can also make sure that I remain detached. So this classic story of detachment and love is something we begin to experience. Because I personally am detached from my own skin, and so I'm a soul. I can also be detached from you, but yet see you as a soul with all your qualities and specialities. And so just this change of vision, change of attitude and behavior towards another is one that brings freedom from any conflict, and it brings the possibility of having peace between me and the other. My own inner state of peace, Om Shanti, stays with me, and I share that with others also. So I think maybe if you're thinking about bringing peace to the world, the first step is that I become peaceful, and I make sure that my relationships are also filled with this peace. Many other benefits of soul consciousness. For example, we're able to put a full stop to the past and be in the present, because as a soul, here I am right now. What do I need to do at this moment? Letting go of the past is normally not so easy. But with the practice of Raj Yoga meditation and soul consciousness, it's very simple. The past is the past. I can learn from it. I can keep the sweet memories of it. But not to have sorrow from the past lingering on till today and spoiling my life for the present moment. Not to keep repeating that story in my mind again and again. But emerge the beautiful things, the things that you're grateful for. Definitely that will bring you a lot of benefit here and now. It teaches me focus, concentration. Our mind is used to going in 1,000 different directions all at once. But with meditation, I learn to focus. I learn to concentrate. And this ability stays with me, not just during my period of meditation for 10 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. It stays with me all the time. It's one of the gifts that I receive through meditation. Relaxation, a state in which, because internally I'm peaceful, physically I make sure that there's no stress that I accumulate within the body. And when stressful situations come, because I'm learning to look out through the lens of soul consciousness and keeping God with me, of course, the stress stays out there. I don't absorb it within my own physical body or even within my mind. There'll always be situations of stress. Today it's one thing, tomorrow it's another. Today it's too hot, tomorrow it's too cold. At this point, which we describe as Kali Yuga, the Iron Age, the end of darkness, it's now the end of darkness that we're coming to. We're already in that period where the dawn has broken and the world ahead is going to be one that's full of light. I believe that absolutely. And you can find out more about this from other teachings of Raj Yoga in other courses that we do. But it means that I understand that there is darkness in the world, there is negativity in the world, but it's my choice whether I absorb it or I let it stay outside. And so with meditation, I develop this ability to let myself stay peaceful, loving, and truthful, and I don't allow the external circumstances to rob me of my inner treasures. Let the world outside stay out there, and let me hold on to my own inner treasures so that I'm always able to keep my own inner state of balance and equilibrium. And so stress is around me, but stress is not in me, which means that my mind stays free, but my body also stays healthy. Stress reduces my immunity. Loss of hope reduces my immunity. Negativity reduces my immunity. And the converse. When I keep my mind healthy and strong and filled with good wishes and positivity, definitely the health of the body improves and my immunity is enhanced. And so at the end of Kali Yuga, the Iron Age, the Dark Age, there's always going to be problems, but I can stay detached from the problems. And if I stay detached, I have a greater capacity to be able to resolve the problems. If I allow the problems to enter me, then those problems consume me and take away all my energy and discernment capacity. And I don't want that to happen. So meditation is a very good answer for this. But most of all, I think one of the things that we are all looking for is a way to be able to develop our own decision-making capacity and connected with that discernment capacity. Why? Because we're in an era of post-truth. I think it was only recently, a few years ago, maybe it was 2016, around then, that we actually realized that we'd left behind a whole period of truth, or even an awareness of the difference between truth and falsehood, and we'd entered a new era. It was the era of post-truth, and that was because things were being presented to us as true, and in fact, they were very, very false. And so this new word came into our language. And so in an era of post-truth, how do I enhance my discernment capacity to be able to understand very clearly the difference between right and wrong, false and truth? The only way that I know of is to be able to develop my own skills of meditation. Because as I develop my meditation, what I find is that I'm able to keep out all the waste thoughts that were previously clouding my mind. If you're in a dust storm or a snowstorm, can you see the way ahead? You just have to stop, because whichever way you go, you don't know whether there's going to be something else in the way and there could be an accident. And so often we have so many waste thoughts and we're paralyzed. We really don't understand how to move forward. And so this ability to move away from wasteful thinking, negativity, of course, but even wasteful thinking, stray thoughts that really serve no purpose at all, and to focus our minds on that which is true, the awareness of soul, the awareness of the divine, then we find that we're able to perceive below the surface. We're not just looking at the external, but we're able to get an instinct and a feeling for what is below the external. And in that awareness, I'm able to understand more clearly what's going on. So my discernment capacity to be able to differentiate between all the things that are going on and to know what is right, what is true, is enhanced. And that's a very, very important development that I need to have within myself at this present time, because otherwise I can be deluded and led astray very easily. And if I've enhanced my discernment capacity, it makes it that much easier to develop my decision-making capacity. Maybe I say I have peace, I have good relationships with everyone. What more can meditation give me? Well, I think that this one thing everybody needs to develop, decision-making. Why? Because today's decisions impact not only me and my family, but maybe also a larger group, depending on my role at work, depending on my standing in society, my decisions are going to impact a large number of people. And in any case, even if it's not visible, maybe it's just my family. I say just my family, but in fact, even three members of my family, if they're impacted by my decisions, their life is going to impact many, many others also. And so it's a huge area to be concerned about. Can I develop decision making so that even though circumstances in the world change, the norms of the world change. Within a few weeks, coronavirus has changed the whole way of thinking and behaving and living and working in the world. We could not have imagined this some weeks ago, but it's happening right now at this moment. And beyond corona, there'll be something else that happens that also impacts the world. We've created a global society, a global village. And so whatever happens in one part of the world has a very direct result on other parts of the world. So even though situations keep changing, people keep changing, circumstances keep changing, even the laws keep changing, but can I make decisions that are going to be beneficial, not just for me, but to others around me and to the world also? And so yes, definitely, that capacity to make a decision which is accurate means that I have to be impartial. How do I learn about impartiality? It's only through meditation. In meditation, I realize that I cannot have favorites, I cannot have preferences, I cannot be partial for whatever reason. It's going to lead me into trouble. And so that state in which justice is blindfolded, but yet she holds in her hands the balances. And so keeping the center point of the balance is absolutely vital. If the center point has shifted, the pointer goes in one direction or the other direction, it will not be a true reading and it will not allow for decision making which is accurate. And so this state in which I'm free from preferences and attachments and likes and dislikes, then in that state of neutrality, yes, I can definitely make the right decisions. There's another thing that I think is very, very important at the present time, and that is the power to cooperate. What's happened in recent times is that we either get into conflict or we get into competition. And conflict is destructive. Competition is actually not very healthy. it is also destructive. And so cooperation has to be the theme of present times. When the world learns to cooperate together, and when I learn to cooperate with those around me. And so that ability to flex, adjust, and be free from ego so that we're able to work together, that happens through meditation. So I mentioned just a few things, many other things that you'll discover in your own journey. Let's have a few minutes of meditation. Sitting down meditation is valuable. Keeping that connection going all the time is even more valuable. Because when I'm on the go, when I'm doing things, I need to have that connection with God to experience protection and guidance at all times. Aware of the soul, I focus my attention on the divine. And from the source, the waves of love reach the soul. And God's love, pure, altruistic, unconditional, surrounds me. And the power of this love heals the soul. And in this experience of healing, I'm able to be free from the sorrow that I carry. Many experiences have left scars and wounds, and now God's love is able to heal the soul. And as the process of healing continues, so that I let go of pain and sorrow, my heart is able to grow bigger. My heart can be generous, filled with God's love. I, the soul, with my generous heart, can forgive. And I realize that I'm not doing the other a favor by forgiving. I am receiving freedom. There's forgiveness from my side, but the gift from God is of freedom. The power of love empowers the soul. And I feel ready to face whatever may happen in life. God's love will be with me and protect me and guide me. Om Shanti. I hope you've taken some benefit from these episodes on Raj Yoga meditation. But of course, this is only the surface. It's only the starting point. We have many, many other treasures for you on our websites, and we'll be showing those on the screen in a minute. And of course, after the lockdown, you'd be very, very welcome to visit one of our centers. You can get the addresses from our website again and actually walk in to one of the Brahma Kumaris Raj Yoga centers and experience the peace and tranquility that waits for you there. And of course, also many treasures of spirituality and wisdom. Thank you for your attention. Good luck on your spiritual journey. Om Shanti.